from verse 11. And he said, that's Jesus, a man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went out and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating. What a desperate state. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods, and no one was giving anything to him. Have you ever been in that position? I'm sure you have. But when he came to his senses, he said, how many of the father's hired men have more than enough bread? But I am dying here with hunger. I will get up and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field. And when he came and approached the house, he heard all the music and dancing. And he summoned one of the servants and began inquiring what things these could be. And he said to him, your brother has come and your father has killed the fatted calf and has received him back safe and sound. But he became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began pleading with him. But he answered and said to his father, look, in so many years, I have been serving you, and I have never neglected a command of yours, and yet you have never given me a young goat so that I may celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calves for him. And he said to him, son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found. So we're going to look at the message, and it's an interesting clip.
Hi, I'm from Saltmine, and we're working in partnership with Good News for Everyone, who used to be known as Gideon's. Now, for many years, they've been going into schools all over the country, offering young people the free gift of this little red book. Now, it may look pretty ordinary and insignificant, but it's not.
written by farmers, kings, fishermen and criminals, and circulated globally against all odds. The story of how this book has reached you is amazing, but still nowhere near as amazing as the stories within it.
It's been confiscated, burnt, buried, but still it survives. It's consistently the best-selling and most commonly stolen book. So why are people so keen to get their hands on it? Because it's uncontainable. It's personal. It's life-changing. And now it's in your hands.
Across the world, thousands of people are receiving the Bible just like you are. People at war, people in prison, people in hospitals, even football and rugby teams. In fact, over the years, Good News for Everyone has given away about 40 million copies. That's because we believe that this book is powerful. It contains stories, letters, and poems which will change your life and turn your world inside out, if you let it.
What you're about to see is just one story from this amazing book, a story that Jesus told about coming back home. Enjoy.
Are you alright? Can I tell you a story? Do you know what? It all began about this time last year. I was bored. Bored of this dull life. Bored of having to compete with my older brother. Bored of everything. And so I decided to take what was mine and leave. Now I know that my dad had put aside a load of money for me and my brother Pete for when he dies. I couldn't wait that long. I wanted it now. Wouldn't you?
Well.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Listen, I can't stand it here. Like, I want to go and live my life my way. Hey, you know that money you've been saving for me and Pete? I can't wait until you're dead. I want it now. You should have seen the look on his face.
This is your home.
I don't care, Dad. I want the money. His eyes. It was like I stabbed him.
Well, if that's what you want. If that's what you want.
Well, he gave me the money and off I went. So I moved to the big city. Started spending my money. So I bought some clothes. Lots of clothes. Well, not just that. I bought a house. In Spain. Cheers!
Cheers!
At the pool. Life was pretty sweet. I was Jack the Lad. The one everyone wants at the party. But now it's funny how quickly you can burn through your life savings. I ran out of money. So the house went. And my stuff. And even my friends. I was alone. With nothing. Yeah, I messed up. Do you know, my dad, he employs ex-convicts to clean his office and do occasional DIY stuff. I used to think I was better than them. Yeah, well, they lead a better life than me now, I don't know. And I got food on the table, money, a bed to sleep in. I get this idea to go home. And if my dad employs ex-convicts, maybe he'd employ his pathetic excuse for a son. I get this vision of knocking on the door, see my dad's face, his disappointment. and brother laughing at me. I want to turn back, but I keep on walking. Home. As I'm walking down the driveway, I see this guy legging it towards me. It's my dad. I can't see the expression on his face. I'm scared. And then... this whole speech worked out. Everything I wanted to say, but I don't get to say it.
You're home.
He throws this massive party for me. I'd mucked up, but I really had. I ran away, but my dad, he...
You coming, Jack?
Yeah. He welcomed me home.
Hey guys, how you doing? My name's Marcel, and I just want to talk to you quickly about what you just watched. So you saw the prodigal son, the son that went away and left his father's house and took his inheritance and splashed it all out and then had nothing. What you saw when he was homeless and he had no one around him, that was a physical picture of what was going on the inside. He was empty, he was lonely. And I want to tell you something, guys. I was that guy that was lonely and empty. So I had people around me, I had friends, I had girls, I was doing what I wanted to do with my life. I was finding that at the end of those things, I was still empty and sad inside. So I was confused as to why I weren't getting that true joy and that true fulfillment. And many of you may be feeling like that. So guys, there's a help page in this book that will help you locate specific areas in your life that you need help with. So for example, it could be like depression, could be further education, relationships, friendships. There's a help page to make you locate the scripture that will help you navigate your way through that situation or that circumstance. So it's so helpful for you. So you don't have to try and find out, okay, what do I need to read? The help page is there to do that for you. And listen, guys, even if you don't believe in God, even if you say, I don't have faith or religion, this book can still be for you. There are so many valuable things in it that will help you navigate your way through life. So many principles and life lessons that you can learn. Thank you for listening, guys.
I like that story told in a kind of modern way, don't you? Yeah, good. So, I've got a few Bibles today. I expect every one of you have got one anyway. But if you know somebody who might want one, they're free, by the way, to you. To me, it cost an arm and a leg. It doesn't. I'm joking. So you're welcome to take one and give one away. And also, they do a magazine called Hope, and you've probably heard it because I've built them before, but I think this one is a slightly, there's the NIV version and there's this version. Can't see what it is, but it doesn't matter, but you can have a look anyway, and I'll put them over there. So what's a father like that man there? He wanted his son back, didn't he? And that's like God to us. In a way, we're all like that man. We've all lived a life where where God just isn't really in our lives, where God isn't thought of. And yet we want all the benefits that God gives, doesn't it? You know, all the wonderful creation and the singing birds, we like to see them, and the water and the mountains and the hills and the sunshine, sometimes in this country. And then when we get it, it's too hot. Anyway, it's calmed down a bit now. But God is so loving towards us, and that's what he's like. He's like that dad was to his son. And yet we want to go and do our own thing. And we've all been like that to some degree, until one day we found out about the Father's love. And it's possible, you know, to be a preacher and yet be so far away from God. It's possible to be anything and be far away from God as you can be. And so we need to make that decision to come back to him. And it might not be any of you here, but you've got that opportunity now to do exactly that. So I'll pray a prayer and then we'll have coffee. Oh no, we won't. We'll sing the last song before I go off script altogether. Heavenly Father, we've all sinned and fallen short of your glory. We've done like that prodigal son did, wandered away. And you told that story, Lord, of the lost people of God, the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. And Lord, I just pray this morning for each one of us that we've made that decision, that journey to come back to you or to come to you. And I just pray for each one here, Lord, as they make their journey. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to sing now. We'll stand and sing.